Paul Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Was it muted? Is it unmuted now? I think I had the thing muted, but we are now broadcasting live from, well, it was already muted. Don't shake your head, John. My goodness, here we are, broadcasting from the streets of Bucyrus. It is the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, and we are right in front of the home office here and having a great time, to be sure. It is WGH Talk. Matt Morgan got up earlier than he's been up in 17 years of his life to get up down here and trips around the city of Bucyrus. Sean Kraft here with me, and the whole gang's going to be here today. Pastor Whitaker, Pastor Craig, and Carrington Nelson later on in the day today. Matt, slide on over here so you can get close to our omnidirectional microphone and tell me how you see the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival early in the morning.
It's kind of chilly outside right now, I'm not going to lie. But it's also, they're working hard to get everything set up.
Well, it's a big, big job here in the morning to get everything set up. I mean, you just can't pull an event off like this in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable.
And there are a lot of volunteers that go into an event like this, and thank goodness they have good, solid volunteers, because that's how you pull off an event like this. Now, Sean's checking right now to make sure that you're hearing us at home. So hopefully you are. The levels were going up and down, so I have to believe something's going through the machine right now. Let's hope it's something good. I'm gonna, you guys talk for a minute. I'm going to go make sure it sounds good.
Oh, man, I am tired this morning.
Tired?
Yes. I did not sleep with shit. Scott's going to like that one.
So, nice.
Yeah, I didn't sleep with crap last night. But how's Kroger's doing?
Pretty all right.
Pretty good?
I'd rather not, but you know, it's okay.
It's okay? Yeah.
You think it's chilly?
Hey!
Yeah. Do you be chilly?
Yeah.
Like eat chilly?
No, like cold. Do you think it's chilly?
Oh, is it cold out here?
Yeah.
No, it's not cold out.
Everybody's picking up perfectly. Hear yourself, everybody.
I think it's a little cold.
Because Sean told me last night, he said, oh, this microphone ain't going to work. We won't hear him. We won't hear Matt. Now, the mic is sitting in the center of the table, and you can hear everybody perfectly. Can you not? Yeah, so there we go. We're up and running. We made it, and I'll tell you just how quick we made it this morning if you're listening at home. We made it with 13 seconds to spare to get on the air. We like to give ourselves a long leeway in the morning. We gave you a whole 13 seconds before we got on the air here this morning at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. That's how we like to run it in.
That's right.
We are broadcasting down here. This has been our spot since 2018, and we want to thank the people of Bucyrus and the Bratwurst Festival for allowing us to do this since 2018. We are right in front of the Bratwurst Festival office. We see Brody. Did you know that that's the mascot's name, Brody?
I did not.
Absolutely. Brody, we're right across from Wendy's here, so if anybody has to go to the facilities, that's always good, because Wendy's is within 20 feet of us here.
Hopefully they're open. Are they open?
I think Wendy serves breakfast now.
Do they?
I think they do. So we are having a great time here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival 2023 edition. Now, Matt, have you ever been to the Bratwurst Festival?
I've been to the Bratwurst Festival a few times, but never, for a long time. But the last time I was here, we went and watched Aaron Tippin. He was playing.
Aaron Tippin played the Bratwurst Festival?
He did.
How was it?
It was pretty good.
Where did he play? They don't have a stage here, do they? Oh, down there in Founders Park, they have one,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful time, and I remember many events here from the Bratwurst Festival. And we had a moment this morning that was kind of funny, just to give you a little insight. We were trying to plug in our extension cord, and they've got a new system over here. You used to plug into the streetlights. And this year now they have red boxes about every 30, 40 feet here for the vendors. And I sent Matt over. I said, Matt, plug this in. I think those are the electric boxes. And he comes back and says, you have to go inside the boxes. And so we thought we were in trouble here. So Sean says to the man, a guy yelled. He goes, do you need electricity? Because Sean's holding an extension cord. And the guy goes, just plug it in the front. There's plugs in the front of the box. Didn't think to look in the front there, did you, Matt?
I didn't. I mean, all the sides look the same besides the one there, at least I thought.
Listen, we're powered by the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival here, and we're so lucky to have them, and we're so lucky to be here, and we're going to be here through 1 o'clock this afternoon, but we're not going away. We're going to be here all day, because tonight, Friday Night Live will originate. I believe it's the first time Friday Night Live has ever been on the road. So we'll be here tonight from May 10 to 10 p.m. with Carrington Nelson. You'll have to alert her. I told her the other night that it's a good possibility we'd be here, so you'll have to alert her that it's a definite. But Carrington will join us 8 to 10 tonight from the streets of Bucyrus, or as they call it in some parts of Ohio, Bucky Russ.
That's right, it's Bucky Russ.
Bucky Russ, Ohio. So I hope you're having a great time, whatever you're doing today, Friday. We don't really have a Bratwurst Festival handbook, but as soon as the office opens here, I'm sure we'll get one of those. But I tell you right now, it's very chilly for an August morning, one of the chilliest I've ever seen for the Bratwurst Festival.
I think it feels good. I don't want to be sweating.
Well, I don't think we're going to get sweat today. I think it's a high of 75 the entire today, but I actually had to, for the first time probably since April or May, I had to put on, this is not really a jacket. What do you call this?
Fleece.
It's a fleece.
I'm not sure. It's a jacket.
It's a jacket. I had to put on a jacket this morning. You would wear this in the summer. It's a cloth shirt that zips up.
It's made for winter.
Well, it's close to that out here this morning. It's a little chilly out here. Yeah. But Bucyrus, I don't know what happened last night with the parade. I know they did have the parade, even though the rain was going on last night. I hope it was a fantastic parade.
Yeah. Every year it's usually pretty good.
Well, they have a parade every night over here, which is different than most other festivals. They have a parade on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday over here in Bucyrus.
I've never seen one of their parades.
Oh, they're good parades. They're a typical festival parade.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's rather enjoyable to be over here. Now, Sean, you came and did one broadcast from the Bratwurst Festival. I believe it was the 2019 edition.
Yeah.
What do you remember from that?
A lot of people. It's very clean over here in Bucyrus. And it's the setup is really nice. It's one big block.
And you know, that hum you hear in the background, by the way, is there's a semi-truck, Schmitz Sausage, and they're parked in the Wendy's parking lot, and I imagine they're keeping the water cool and everything until the vendors get here, because no vendors have shown up yet.
Right.
Now, we hope we'll have polka music for you today, because they're usually walking up and down the streets. We'll definitely, you'll see the queens, and you'll know them, because they have dirndls on. You know what a dirndl is, Matt?
The sash thing they wear?
No. They have a whole dress. It's white. There they are. There's a picture of them over there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was looking at them.
So you know the queens for sure when you're in Bucyrus, because they're all dirndled out.
Nice.
Which I think is very, very important.
Right.
What do you think is the big difference, Sean, between queens and Bucyrus and queens everywhere else?
They keep their stuff on. And they don't take it off like the rest of the people do. They walk around, they never take them off. Doesn't matter what they're doing. They could be standing around, they just leave them on.
You know, I'm still in shock that we made it on the air this morning at the correct time.
Powered by Sean Kraft.
But we were 13 seconds. 13 seconds from not getting on.
Yes.
On the correct time. And you always want to get on during the correct time. Now, what is your favorite fair food? Or festival food, I guess we should say.
Probably fries. I like fries a lot. Either that or Philly cheesesteak.
Fries or Philly cheesesteak. What do you think, Sean?
Well, I'm a diabetic, but I like elephant ears.
Elephant ears are good.
Yeah.
I like the French waffles, which I did not get any at the fair this year, which is really the only other place I've really been. But I love those French waffles because they're not soggy like elephant ears or funnel cakes.
Let me tell you something. I didn't care for that. What's that thing we tasted at the fair?
Deep-fried Twinkie.
Oh, that was nasty.
Well, I think it was okay.
Oh, I wasn't a big fan of it.
Well, it's not something I would eat every day, but I didn't think it was awful.
I think it's better than a regular Twinkie, but I also am not a fan of regular Twinkies all that much.
Well, let's run this down. You don't like Twinkies. You don't like pizza. What do you like?
I like mac and cheese and chili.
Chili?
I like hamburgers and french fries. Steak's pretty good. Like, I eat food.
Carnivore.
So you don't like pizza?
I know I don't eat pizza.
Really?
I don't like pizza sauce.
Oh. Well, make it a lot of sauce. Just put cheese on top of it.
Now, what about the pizza sauce is objectionable to you?
I just don't like the taste. I don't know.
Well, that's very interesting.
I love tomatoes. But, like, anything that's, like, I'm not a big fan of ketchup. Not a big fan of red sauce in general.
So you don't like spaghetti either, then?
I mean, spaghetti's okay. But spaghetti sauce doesn't taste like pizza sauce.
Yeah.
So what would you say the main differences are between spaghetti sauce and pizza sauce?
I guess just the spices they put in it. I don't like how they spice pizza sauce.
So do you like Prego, Ragu?
I don't know.
Should have dropped
raindrops from last night,
yeah, raindrops
or dew from this morning, one or the other.
With the song, raindrops keep falling on my head.
Well, I'll tell you, there was a horrific storm yesterday that came through Marion and Bucyrus that really put a damper on the festival yesterday. But today, I don't think we're going to have any of those troubles.
It doesn't seem that way.
No, looks like 75 and sunny. And when I got up this morning, it was still a little overcast, but really, here, it's sunny. It's chilly, but it's sunny.
It'll warm up later. I think it'll feel nice.
What is the current temperature? What do you got? Whoa! Matt just put his phone on the concrete.
It is currently 55 degrees.
55 degrees? No wonder it's so chilly here.
Oh, feels wonderful.
55 degrees, and the time is?
The time is 8:24.
8:24. 55 degrees and 8:24 here in downtown Bucyrus. This is the broadcast from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival 2023 edition. And we'll be here again through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, Pastor Whitaker will be joining us next hour. And then we'll be back at 10 o'clock, the three of us. And then at 11, Pastor Craig will be on. And then from 12 to 1, the four of us will be here. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful broadcast.
You're not going to like when I say this, but you know, I am not a big fan of bratwurst.
I understand this is the bratwurst show.
I understand this is the bratwurst, but you know, I am not a big fan of it. I hope they have other stuff besides bratwurst here.
Well, they do, but Wendy's is just across the street. Didn't you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, this is primarily the Bratwurst Festival.
Right. And it's a nice atmosphere.
You know, it's what I don't understand about Marion is we're the Popcorn Festival, but we don't sell a lot of popcorn at the Popcorn Festival.
We used to.
But not in a long time.
Well, that's because all the big popcorn places went out of business.
Well, yeah, I understand, but couldn't we get popcorn, like, from the store and sell it or pop it ourselves?
I don't know. You know, Marion is called the popcorn town, but I don't know why anymore, because we don't have no popcorn places, really, anymore. Wyandotte Popcorn, but they don't really do, like, the regular popcorn anymore. They do all this bag crap.
Maybe we just like to call ourselves the popcorn capital of the world.
I don't know.
It's very hard to tell.
Yeah.
Now, as you look here in the city of Bucyrus, what sticks out to you?
What sticks out to me right now?
Yes.
The way they have everything set up right now downtown. I think it's really nice now how they have it all set up. Because it's like all one big strip.
Now, Matt, what jumps out at you at the Bratwurst Festival here?
It's really clean. For most festivals that I've been to, it's insanely clean here.
Well, I think that speaks to the real volunteerism here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. I believe they have a great group of volunteers that they have had for many, many years that come here and make this thing run as needed.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, again, this is where we are. We're in Bucyrus. We're downtown. Downtown? Is it downtown or uptown?
Downtown.
See, I don't know. What is the difference between downtown and uptown?
I don't know. The town has a hill?
If the town has a hill?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's the line of demarcation between uptown and downtown, but maybe. I wouldn't deny you that. Yeah. Now, what I'm doing here is I'm checking in to see if people are listening out there and we're getting any messages from anybody. But it's all great. It's all great to be here in Bucyrus. It's great to get out of the community. And it's great to see what's going on, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Now, they have so many events going on here in Bucyrus. That's really what makes an event.
Yeah. Do they have any bands that come here?
Bands? I believe
you,
so.
Yeah, you said Eric Tiffin was here, right?
Yeah, Aaron Tippin was here a few years
ago. Is he the one that sang that song, Nothing Wrong With My Radio?
I don't think so.
Who sang that song?
That's who I thought sang it. Because I think
I mean,
we
I
saw
guess
him.
I guess then it might be him.
Yeah.
Did you pay attention at that concert you were at a few years ago?
It was years ago. And the only, and I mean, I have a few of his songs in my playlist, but I didn't think that was one.
That wasn't one of the ones that really took it to you.
I guess.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I have my Facebook open. So if you are out there listening to this broadcast and you can hear it perfectly and are enjoying it, send me a message via the Facebook like you do and tell us how we sound, because that's what we need to really know here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. See, that's technology for you.
Yep.
So the Facebook is open. Send me a message and let me know how we sound broadcasting from downtown Bucky Russ.
Uptown Bucky Russ.
Well, see, I don't know the difference between downtown and uptown.
I don't know. Good question.
Now, do you like the mascot that is known as Brody?
It's unique. Definitely unique.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's very nice. I mean,
actually, I thought it was like an Irish thing. It's Bucky
German.
Was,
German.
It's German. That looks like German. An Irish person to me. Like a, you know, like the hat and everything.
Now, what makes him look Irish?
I don't know. To me, it just like reminds me of the logo for the Irish. The
Irish.
Remember the. Was it Notre Dame deal?
Oh, Notre Dame.
Notre
You're talking about the school, the football
yeah,
players.
Yeah. You know how they had that little logo?
Now, Matt, you're the football expert. What would you say to that?
I just glanced at it.
I don't know much about Notre Dame. They're not very good in terms of football, if I'm being honest.
Notre Dame is not very good at football?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people go there for football.
A lot of people also go to Ohio University for football, but they're not very good. I do like Ohio University though. Ohio State, they win too much.
So you like Athens?
It's kind of boring.
OU.
I just think it's kind of boring to watch an Ohio State game sometimes because they always win and they always win by a lot. Like, why do I want to watch a game where the other team's going to lose by 36 points, and it's almost guaranteed?
Yeah.
Well, but isn't that the quality of the team? Isn't that what we're really looking at?
Oh, see, that's the issue with college football. The best players go to the best teams because it gives them the best chance to go to the NFL. So the best schools are going to have all the best players.
Where do most of the Ohio State players end up in the NFL?
What do you mean?
Like, what team do they end up with? Is there a particular team where most of the Ohio State players end up, or is it just scattered?
The Saints love Ohio State players.
Because they're Saints?
I'm not sure why. They just do. They have Michael Thomas. I can't think of any more off the top of my head. That sounds bad. But I know they do. They have some.
Well, that's very good. I mean, I think that's one of the nice things that we can have, is that Ohio State players end up with the Saints.
I mean, they end up with other people too, I guess.
Now, people are starting to appear here at the Bratwurst Festival as the morning progresses, and that's one of the great things. You know, this is a very busy festival, to say the least.
Yes.
Now, they sell a lot of pieces of memorabilia around here that have Brody on them, the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival mascot. You know, I'm trying to get in to my email so I can promo this thing, and I'm having a heck of a time for some reason.
You forget your password?
No, it's asking me for security questions and all kinds of things like that. Who knows what my security question was? What is your mother's maiden name? Now, don't say that out loud because I want you to give away my security question. I don't even know if you would know what her maiden name was.
I do.
Okay, well, I finally got in. Thank goodness gracious. All right, so Matt, speak for about 10 minutes on what you're seeing here this morning. Stretch it out while I promo this.
As of much, there's not too much to see. All the tents are just set up. They're getting ready for the vendors to show up. It's really clean here, like I said earlier. I don't think
you really hung up on this clean thing.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen a festival this clean before.
I have to totally agree with you. The Mary and Popcorn Festival is...
Don't. We don't want to get banned.
No. I'm just saying, the Mary and Popcorn Festival is not... They need to...
Step it up?
Step it up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just think that when you imply that the Bratwurst Festival, that the Popcorn Festival is not as clean as another festival, those Popcorn Festival people are a little touchy.
Well, I mean, they can call me the other they want, and I'll tell them. But it's just, you know, it's the truth. I mean, I
do not see a single piece of trash on the ground in my sight right now.
I'm getting a message that we are coming through clear and crisp. Well, that's exactly how the morning is, clear and crisp here in down. Now, a person out there listening, because you don't even want to say somebody's name, but person out there listening, can you hear Sean? Can you hear Matt okay? Because that's the important part, because the mic's sitting dead center, and when we add our fourth chair, that's where pastors will be sitting as the morning progresses. Carrington's got a big voice. I know it'll carry, it'll probably carry down the street. Well, I wonder if our friend Abby is listening this morning.
Abby.
Sometimes she'd... Oh, you said that with great disdain in your voice.
No, that's exciting.
Abby.
No, Abby.
You have to call her Mrs. Chase.
Yes.
Mrs. Chase. Yeah, the younger one sounds far away, but we sound fine.
Okay.
The younger one. Younger than me? Okay. Oh. Let us know if that sounds better. This is hit and miss, but you can hear Sean and I okay out there, right? And now Matt's a little closer to the microphone. You just don't have that manly timber in your voice.
I guess so. Seems that way.
Oh.
You got to project a little bit.
Yeah. I'm always the one that people can't hear.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah. It's the manly timber that you got to get going in your voice, your pipes.
Just projecting your voice takes a lot of effort.
Does it?
Not me. I can just...
No, we just talk.
Yeah.
We just talk.
We just talk. Everybody talks, everybody talks. You know, that's neon trees, isn't it?
I think so.
I'm good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, today, we're going to take pictures from the Bratwurst Festival. We're going to have... Oh, it's just going to be a thing. We're going to have pictures. We're going to have videos. We're going to have queens. We're going to have polka music. We've got pastors coming over here. I mean, it's the whole kit and boodle. I'll tell you that today. Is the excitement heavy?
It sure is. I'm so excited. I can't...
Is that why your hands are shaking?
That's just my nerves.
Is that your nerves? I didn't realize that was just a nerve thing. But you know, the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival is one of the first places ever to really celebrate the bratwurst.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm just letting you know. what kind of facts you want at 8:30 in the morning? I'm on a street corner here in Bucyrus. What more facts do you want?
Who didn't know that?
Want me to start reading Tolstoy here this morning or something?
Oh, boy.
Now, see, unlike you, I do like bratwurst. But there's a specific way you have to eat a bratwurst.
Tell me.
This is what you do here in Bucyrus. It's called, you get a bratwurst, and you put mustard on it, and you put sauerkraut on it, and the secret ingredient is Worcestershire sauce.
I don't think I've ever had.
you try that again.
I don't think I've ever had.
Worcestershire. Yes, that's how you make a bratwurst go.
I don't think I've ever had Worcestershire sauce.
Oh man, you got to have a bratwurst before the day's over today because it is fantastic, especially here in Bucyrus.
No, thank you.
Again, you understand what the bratwurst is?
I understand that. That's why, you know. But I'm not a big...
Where do you want to go? The Cheese and Ketchup Festival?
Yeah, absolutely.
Aye.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great memorabilia that you can pick up from the Bratwurst Festival here at the Bratwurst Festival office, which is where we are stationed. So we hope you do that. Come down here and visit. It's a happening, really.
How long have they had this mascot?
You know, I don't know, but I believe it's been many, many years. Many years.
Maybe I should be their bratwurst mascot.
And why do you feel that?
I don't know. I feel like
you look good in short pants.
I think I can make that work. Don't you think, man?
Yeah, you can pull it off.
Oh my goodness. All I'm saying is, what is your issue? Since we have some time here in hour number one before things get rolling here at the Bratwurst Festival, explain to people what your issue was with Abby, or as you're supposed to call her, Mrs. Chase, last week. Because we obviously aren't going to be doing the debate today because we're here in Bucyrus. But what happened?
She had said that she thinks that you should respect your elders, and I said that respecting your elders just because they're older than you is illogical and doesn't make sense, and I'm not gonna do it. And then she called me disrespectful and said I should have been raised better.
Now that really stuck in your crawl, is when you said, she said you should have been raised better. That's really where it got ugly.
Because of that, like, at that point, I feel like that's a slight toward my parents.
I see, she didn't know your parents, though, so I don't think it's a slight toward your parents.
It doesn't matter if she doesn't know them or not. That's insinuating that my parents did not raise me right, therefore, bad parents.
Sean, what do you feel about this? And by the way, we did just get a message that, yes, he's sounding better now that you're leaning in a little more to the mic.
Cool.
That's good.
Yeah. So, what do you feel about that?
About the, Mrs. Chase and,
Mrs. Chase and Matt.
Yeah.
And all their problems.
Yeah. Everybody has their own opinion. You know, I guess, I see what Matt's point is. I mean, I think sometimes when you say you weren't raised right, it does go against the parent, in a way.
But if you don't know the parents, are you really taking a swing at the parents?
Well, yeah, because when you say you wasn't raised right, obviously his parents raised him.
But if you don't know the parents, you really aren't taking... I think it's more of a matter of speaking. Like when you say, were you raised by wolves? You're not really saying that you were raised by wolves.
Oh, I understand what she was getting at. I don't think she was taking this, but I can see what Matt's point of view is.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot more things to get angry about than that in the world.
I mean, it didn't necessarily anger me. I just didn't see a point in it. So it bothered me. There was no reason to bring my parents into it.
Well, I say I don't think she was bringing your parents into it.
She said that I was not raised right.
Oh, my Lord. I didn't know we were going to have this kind of trouble over here at the Bratwurst Festival. Here at 40 minutes past the hour on a chilly Friday morning.
And it feels wonderful out here.
You know, it's interesting. We are. I'm glad we're coming through loud and clear. The promo's up now on the website. So, listen to us. That's what
we
want.
Powered by Sean Kraft.
You are powering this broadcast today. That's very good of you. So we'll have a crisp, clear connection. Because sometimes when you connect to Wi-Fi in certain areas, you get a spotty connection.
Yeah.
And people want to hear what we have to say over here today.
Yep.
Now, how do you think it's going to go tonight with Carrington? Back for, this is the first time ever she's been back for 2 weeks in a row.
True.
She's got a manly, booming voice.
What?
She's got a strong timbre in her voice.
Yes, she does.
I didn't say she had a manly voice. She had a booming voice.
No. I think it's going to go great tonight.
So do I. Right out here on the streets in the dark.
It's upsetting that I'm not going
to
be here.
I know you're headed off to after 1 o'clock. You're headed off to Wisconsin, right?
Yep.
Oh, you're going to Wisconsin.
Yep, we're going to go watch the Packers play the Patriots in the preseason.
Really? Sweet. I bet that ticket wasn't cheap.
They did have cheap tickets, but we did not buy cheap tickets. We paid like $120 for our tickets a piece. Okay. That's a lot of money for a preseason ticket, but we're also like on the 50-yard line, row 7. So like we're like right there.
Oh, okay.
And now you and your brother have different feelings on who's going to win this game.
I don't know that we have different feelings on who's going to win it, but we definitely have different, like, we have different favorite teams. He likes the Patriots, I like the Packers, which is why it was a perfect game to go to.
Now, you're going to get a cheesehead, right?
I am.
Yeah, because cheeseheads are the way to go if you're going to Wisconsin.
I think cheese in general is the way to go if you go to Wisconsin.
You know what's interesting to me? It's sitting here right on the midway, and I think you would call this the midway. It's interesting what all the volunteers are doing. We're getting to see the inner circle of the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival as everybody is getting ready. You know, they're setting up their booths. They've got the ladders out. They've got the golf carts out. And you really see the work that goes into putting together a street festival like this.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's takes a lot of work. It takes a team effort, you know, to run this joint.
You know, we got our broadcast position set up this morning, and I'm going to say 15 minutes?
Yeah.
So
better than it used to be.
Right. So we thank the people of Bucyrus for that because we were able to get this together in 15 minutes. And I don't think heretofore that's always the case in other venues.
Yeah.
You know, the Schmitz sausage truck, they're getting ready for the day. I don't know how many sausages and bratwurst that Schmitz sells over the course of this 3-day period, but I bet it's a mint.
It probably is. Yeah, it'd be pretty interesting to know the statistics on that. how many bratwursts they sell out in a day.
Well, by 10 o'clock, we'll have people walking up and down through here, and we'll be able to pull them over and have them sit down. This is, I like the way our setup is this year. We've never really done it this way, where we're sitting across from each other. Yeah. So if a queen comes, she can just sit there next to you, and she'll pick up, you know, as long as she's got a voice, right with
us. Should you sit on the concrete?
Well, I understand there's not a chair there now. But during Pastor Whitaker's show, hopefully, so somebody, and when I say somebody, I'm looking at you two, me. Somebody will find a couple more chairs for us for the broadcast. Okay. Well, I'm going to do a broadcast here with Pastor Whitaker.
Oh, good Lord.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. You guys got an hour to do what you need to do.
Guess we're looking for chairs, Matt.
Seems
chairs.
That way. Seems that way.
I don't think it'll take you a whole hour to do that, but...
You never know. I might walk clear down to the bottom, top bottom of the hill, and come back.
I can't see you walking 10 feet without collapse. You think you're going to walk to the bottom of the hill, you'll walk 10 feet and be laying over there.
Oh, you're probably right on that one.
Boy, I'll tell you, it's chilly out here this morning. My hands are cold. I should have brought gloves.
I think it's warm out here.
What do you think, Matt?
I think it's pretty chilly.
It is chilly. August?
Well, I have a lot of insulation.
I understand that. How much insulation do you have?
Oh, pretty thick.
Pretty thick?
Yeah.
Like Michelin Man. You're the Michelin Man here from the Bratwurst Festival.
Yeah.
So, to sum it all up, though, to you feel she attacked your parents?
Yeah.
Abby?
Whether or not she intentionally did it, that's, yeah.
See, I just don't see that. It was a conversation over titles, so I can't really see that she was attacking your parents.
I mean, I call my parents Mom and Dad.
Those are titles?
They're more names.
Well, their names are not Mom and Dad.
I've called my parents Mom and Dad since forever.
Well, I think I've called my parents Mom and Dad since forever before you.
See, that's the thing. If they just told me to call them, by their names, I would probably just refer to them that way.
Well, but that's their prerogative, isn't it?
I guess. I'm not really sure.
I don't know why this has turned into such an ongoing conversation, but it certainly has. And it's got the interest of so many people.
Well, that's good. I mean,
yeah. Well, now what are you said you like French fries and things like that at the festivals, but are you actually excited to try a bratwurst today?
Yeah. I mean, this is the Bratwurst Festival.
I'm glad you know that.
They've got to have the best.
We've been here like 45 minutes now.
They've got to have the best bratwurst.
Well, they certainly do. Now, are you going to eat it the way you're supposed to eat a bratwurst?
I've never had it with Worcestershire sauce or
Sauerkraut.
That's
and
the
mustard.
I do use mustard, though. That's usually it. Just bratwurst, mustard, and...
Oh, you guys are making me... I'm going to go throw up in the alley.
What is it you have a problem with when it comes to bratwurst?
It's something to do with the seasoning or the... I don't know what it is. It's something inside the bratwurst does not like me.
Does not like you?
Yes. I think that's what it is. It makes me feel like I'm going to throw up.
So it's not that you don't like
it. I like gag.
You gag on a bratwurst.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, you know, when you're eating and you try to swallow it, it just felt like my body doesn't like it. There's something in that seasoning or something.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of seasoning into a bratwurst. I mean, it's got its own taste, but all foods, I think, have their own taste.
I don't know. There's something in the bratwurst that I don't like. There's some kind of ingredient.
Now, do you think you were traumatized as a child with some of these events? Because
why you think somebody shoved the
maybe shoved the bratwurst down your throat or something?
No, it's just not, I'm not a big fan of it, that's all.
Well, it could have happened. You might have had a bratwurst, you know, stuck down your gullet and maybe about choked to death or something, and it's left this very traumatic experience for you.
No, that's not what it is. I think what it was is just, I tried it one time and it just does not like me.
Did your family eat a lot of bratwurst when you were a kid?
I do. My family does eat a lot of bratwurst. I don't like it.
So when bratwurst is on the agenda, what happens?
I totally get something else. If there's nothing else, I just want to eat.
You know, what we've talked about the cleanliness of the city of Bucyrus. What do you attribute that to?
Good volunteers. The director that runs it is doing a good job. That's probably basically what it is. It's all about the director. Make sure everything stays clean and everything else.
And there are a lot of well-placed trash cans.
Yeah.
There's a trash can about every 10 feet here.
Yeah.
So if you pass by a trash can and don't get into it, you certainly are going to run into one very close again.
Right. If I see somebody throw the trash on the floor, I'm going to say something to them. See, throw it in the trash can.
Now, this is back again. Should you really be intervening in people's lives? I don't know that that's the best thing to do on the whole.
Well, no, I mean, you want to keep things clean. Keep the
right, but I don't know that you are in charge of that. I was going to say, who made you, died, made you a trash collector?
I'm just saying, if you want to keep the place clean, you don't want rats and everything running around like New York.
What do you mean, yeah, rats? There's not going to be rats running around
if,
over here.
If people throw food and stuff on the floor.
This is a 3-day festival, not a lifetime event. The trash isn't going to lay there for the rest of time. Just 3 days.
I'm just saying.
Oh. Yeah. Do you like polka music?
I do not like polka music. No.
So you don't like bratwurst and you don't like polka music?
No. I think polka music
I have never heard polka music.
You'll hear it.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of it, no. Now, Charlie Evers was.
Well, I think most people are in general. I don't think it's their favorite music, but it is entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just not a big...
You know, somebody who can play the accordion, that takes a lot of talent.
Yeah. Now, I do like to listen to that, when they play that accordion with, what's that song, for death? You know when they play it for death?
Death?
Yeah, the death, you know how they play that when somebody dies, they play that on the accordion? What is the name of that song that they play?
It's
death.
It's probably a requiem of some kind.
Yeah, I do enjoy that, the accordion, when they play that, but... As far as the polka music itself, I don't care for.
See, I'd just rather not hear a death song.
Well, I mean, yeah. I like
Danny Boy? Are you talking like Danny Boy?
Danny Boy? No, yeah. I'm not talking about Danny Boy.
It could be Danny Boy.
No.
Danny Boy is partially a song that they play at funerals.
Is it? I don't think it's Danny Boy, though. No, I'll think of it later and I'll let you know. But
do you really think you'll think of it?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe, yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah.
We are downtown here in Bucyrus, Ohio, 51 minutes past the hour. It is the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, and we are broadcasting live, and we'll be through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Pastor Whitaker will be here, Pastor Craig will be here, the whole gang will be here, and then tonight we will reconvene 8:15 to 10 p.m. with Carrington Nelson on the streets of Bucyrus. Queens, accordion music, bands. All kinds of... Oh, it's a big, big event. Here in Bucyrus, Ohio, and we certainly are taking it in today.
Now, a lot of high schools will come to this as well.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people involved in that parade tonight. And once we get a book today, we'll figure out exactly when the events are taking place, but we'll know more as time goes on.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, the vendors are arriving to set up their booths, get ready for the big 10 o'clock start this morning. I believe that's when the festival officially opens. So it's nice to see everybody doing what they need to do, getting ready for the big festival today.
And it looks like Wendy's over there getting ready to sweep up and get it all ready over there.
I think Wendy's is getting ready, too. I see Pastor Whitaker coming up the aisle here, so he made it okay. Behind you.
Oh.
Yeah. Good. So he'll be here momentarily.
We don't have a chair for him, though.
Well, his show will start at a quarter after today, and we'll get that all started. And it's a great day to be here in Bucyrus, Ohio, broadcasting from the Bratwurst Festival. And when you really think of it on the whole... events like this are what bring people together.
Absolutely, it sure does. I think people are more happier at festivals and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think events like this really bring the community together and do a lot of good for people in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Matt, you say you've never been to the Bratwurst Festival. Oh, no, you had been one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Aaron Tippin was performing.
Correct.
How many years ago would you say that was?
Years
ago. You don't have to give me the exact year here, but...
I'm not...
Was you, like, little?
Probably close to, like, 5.
5?
Yeah.
So not too terribly long ago.
I mean, it was... 5 years would be...
Well, you're
third of my life.
Now, right?
Well, I don't like that. You're right, that'd be a quarter of my life. So yeah. 5 years ago was a long time for me.
A little bit of time. And again, the bratwurst are starting to be cooked here in Bucyrus. People are getting ready for the big Bratwurst Festival, which will go all day today, go tomorrow. Kicked off yesterday, Thursday evening. The Queens will be walking up and down the street because they make appearances. I think that's part of the gig here, is that they make appearances while they're out here, and that's going to be a big fun part of the day once the festival opens this morning at 10 o'clock.
You know, I like
You gotta put it in.
Did I do that wrong?
Do the hand gesture inward.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
I'm looking at that lemonade stand over there, and oh my god, I love lemonade.
Freshly squeezed lemonade.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm looking at it right at. You like lemonade?
I do. I love lemonade, but
yeah.
At the buying it at festivals, it's very expensive.
Yeah, but it's really delicious though.
Lemonade can have a lot of sugar in it if it's not sugar-free.
Yeah, I know. That's why I can't have a lot of it.
That's why a sugar-free lemonade is usually the way to go.
If I have a diabetic right on the...
Listen, if you have a diabetic issue here on the air, you'd just be laying on the street. Maybe with a needle stuck in your in your backside. That might be the way it'll have to end up. That's not how you want to end up here at the Bratwurst Festival, is it?
No!
Well, so don't do that.
That's why I'm not going to have it. That's why I'm not going to have it.
So you're just going to salivate over the lemonade all day.
I'm just going to drool over it.
Drool over the lemonade. Yeah. Why not? Drool over the lemonade here in Bucyrus.
Yeah.
I remember the first year I did this, we broadcast from this spot. And that year, we interviewed Queens. We interviewed Ken and Mary, who are a big polka group over here. We interviewed the sheriff. We did everything. Year number two, I think we basically just covered the parade that was over here one night. That was when I was here with you and Terry. The last time I was here, we had a lot of people involved. Mary Ellen Withrow was here that year. Glenn Coble was here that year. We had a lot of people involved that year. So it's nice that we can rotate the groups in and out and create a very nice atmosphere at the Bratwurst Festival.
Absolutely. Yep.
So are you excited for what's in store today?
I am. I love parades when they're good, you know. And I like seeing all the old cars that come through here. Because I'm an old car person. I love, like, Model A's, Model T's, stuff like that. You like that kind of car? I always want to own one and show it off. But one of these days.
Well, hope springs eternal.
Yeah.
Unless you drop dead.
You never know.
You never know. You never know when that last breath could be. You know, you could be breathing in right now, and that could be it.
I could be it right now. Right in my chair. What would you do? Would you haul my body around?
Say, boy, I think I was right. I knew he wouldn't make it that far. So, Matt, what are you expecting to see today as the broadcast progress?
Lots more people. You guys said that the people here are a lot more talkative than the people
in
there.
You will find the Queens
so that's
very
always,
talkative.
That's always exciting when people actually come and, you know.
Now, do you got your videography ready today?
I do.
And Buckeye Guy will be here at some point. Now, I don't know if he'll stop by or if he'll just wing on by. Usually depends on how quick he has to go, but I believe Buckeye Guy will be stationed here today somewhere at the Bratwurst Festival. I believe he sets up on Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
I don't know where, but he'll be here somewhere.
We'll have to find him.
Now, you know, we found a place since last time we were here in Bucyrus that has great food, Lulu's.
Oh, yes, Lulu's, right on the other side of Route 4.
Yes, and that's one of the great things about Bucyrus. I'm thinking about great things about Bucyrus. They have a great mural down here. They have a great park down here. They have the great homey restaurant, Lulu's.
We can't go there because we'll be blocked in.
No, we won't go to Lulu's, but
yeah.
A lot of great things in this community.
Yeah.
I don't think I've spent much time in Bucyrus.
You should. You should. It's a nice place to come.
I thought about moving here.
Moving here?
And then they heard about it and passed an ordinance and said, we can't have that happening. They said, no dice on that one. And it's 57 minutes past the hour. We're going to break at the top of the hour and then bring Pastor Whitaker in here for Over the Back Fence. And then we will all convene again at 10:15 this morning for the 10 o'clock show, Matt and Sean and I. Pastor Craig will be along at 11 o'clock with his show. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say today from 11 until 12. And then Pastor Craig, Matt, and I, and Sean will all sit here four strong for the noon show and hash out whatever needs to be hashed out here in Bucyrus.
The noon show is always good.
The noon show is good. Now, is there anything in particular today you want to talk about at noon?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Sean, is there anything in particular you want to talk about today at noon?
Yes, I want to talk about, I know we don't talk about politics a lot of times, but I want to talk about Donald Trump.
Well, didn't we do that last week?
No, we didn't talk about when he got issued on number 4.
Really?
No.
Well? Oh, you're talking about the 4th indictment this past week in Georgia. Well.
Oh, so he did get the 4th indictment?
He did get the 4th one.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll talk about that at noon. We talked about the 3rd one last week. Why not? We'll talk about it at noon today. We have no facts in front of us, but we'll wing it.
Yeah. I think it's all fake news, so that's okay.
Well, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and that's what makes freedom of speech great in this country, is people can say what they want to say, and nobody will be thrown in prison for it.
Oh, boy.
You wouldn't want to hang out in the Bucyrus prison for a night, would you?
No.
Be in the clink over here.
I don't think they have a prison over here.
No, but they can put you in jail.
Yeah, they put you we just passed the jail.
You want to be in the jail?
Jailhouse Rock.
I don't think being in the Bucyrus jail is really where you want to end up.
I don't think any jail you don't want to be in, really.
No, I wouldn't think so. Yeah. I would not think so. But it is a chilly morning, I will tell you that, over here in Bucyrus, Ohio.
You're going to go inside and get your hands warmed?
Well, I'm going to go somewhere during the break and get a little warmed up then. Because we got on the air here very quick this morning. 13 seconds, we were connecting as the broadcast was starting this morning. So I hope everybody enjoys their 15-minute break coming up here momentarily. What are we looking at? Oh, we're still got about 2 minutes left here to go. Now we're down to one. 60 seconds. So we're going to take a break here coming up in about 1 minute and warm up a little bit. We're going to come back with Pastor Whitaker and Over the Back Fence, which is always a great show here on WGH Talk. And then Matt and Sean and I will reconvene this morning again at 10 a.m., 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time here from the streets of the Bratwurst Festival. And then Pastor Craig will be here doing his Friday show from 11:15 until 12 p.m. And then the Big Exchange Club today will take place with Matt and Sean and myself from 12:15 until 1 p.m. We're going to find some more chairs because we know starting at 10 o'clock when this place opens this morning, we're going to have queens. We're going to have polka music. It's going to be videos galore. And Matt, you're going to be on this like a videographer's best friend, right?
It's going to be awesome.
Are you going to be on it like a videographer's best friend?
Always.
From the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, we're coming back in 15 minutes. Go get a Bratwurst Festival and get ready.
You're listening to WWG.